Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't know how many people that listen at 10 o'clock got a chance to listen in the 1 o'clock hour yesterday, but Trae Young stopped by. We'll let people hear some of that as the show goes on. John Smoltz as well. And John Smoltz spoke very highly of a number of different guys on the Braves and talked about the bullpen, and it was an interesting conversation. We'll play for you in the 11 o'clock hour. But he was very complimentary of Freddie Freeman.
As he should be.
Had a lot of nice things to say about Freddie Freeman. And then Freddie Freeman went out, not that John Smoltz needed this to happen, but went out and completely validated everything that he said last night by having another excellent, excellent performance. Three hits, another home run. Freddie Freeman, we talked about it on Monday, right? Freddie Freeman sort of being overlooked and underappreciated.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Hopefully he keeps doing what he's done this year and that national perception changes, because you know there's all these young guys we focus on and pitchers and that kind of stuff. But Freddie Freeman's the straw that stirs the drink.
Yeah, and when you say national perception, are you talking about fan-wise?
Yeah.
Because media-wise, I think everybody knows who Freddie is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody knows how consistent he is and how good a player that he's been for Atlanta. Now it's just that Atlanta's kind of back on the national scene with a lot of the young superstars, but people know who Freddie is in the middle of that order, just consistent. And then yesterday, he just, it was like, damn, Freddie. It's like, okay. Well, all right then, Freddie. But, yeah, I still think he's the best first base. I know folks have said Votto and Goldschmidt and all those guys, but I still think Freddie's the best. And would you put him in the cases the best player? Can he be in that little small group, a handful of players, is the best player in baseball?
Well, it's interesting that you ask that, because if you would have asked me that just out of nowhere yesterday, I probably would have said yeah anyway.
Right.
But I might have paused a little bit. But after hearing somebody who, you know, is in the Baseball Hall of Fame and maybe knows a little bit more about it than I do say what he said about Freddie yesterday, my answer today is definitively yes. Here's what John Smoltz had to say about Freddie yesterday.
This guy is as good as it gets in an era where strikeouts are no big thing, and this guy doesn't strike out,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And homers and average usually don't go hand in hand. This guy hits homers and average. So when you start dissecting it, you start realizing that these outliers, like a Freddie Freeman, are right in the conversations for me, like a Mike Trout. Like, he's a separator. You think about Freddie Freeman and let's just say Bryce Harper. Well, there's a big difference between the two. And Bryce Harper's come in, rightfully so, with all the flair and all the kind of, you know, celebration of a guy, not to mention free agent. But Freddie Freeman basically put blind resumes over their numbers, and you're going to end up picking the blind resume that's going to go to Freddie Freeman.
I can't make an argument against that. Can you? Again, I know there's the flair and the hoopla and the recent contract and all that sort of stuff. Freddie's numbers dwarf Bryce Harper's numbers this year, and it's not even close. And he's consistently done it over and over and over again. He just does it kind of quietly. And he, I guess, does it at a slightly less sexy position. He plays first base, so he's not making the highlight play in the outfield quite as much. He doesn't have the long hair and all the stuff that comes along with Bryce Harper. Freddie Freeman is in that category. And again, as this season goes on, I just hope that he continues to do what he's done and hope that people start to talk about it a little bit more. I don't think an MVP award would do that, but it's not crazy to say that Freddie Freeman can be in that conversation this season.
Well, I mean, he's been in the MVP conversation before, and I was looking back to his career, whatever. I mean, he's just been consistent. I mean, I had 100 RBIs at one time in 2013. Mm-hmm. Was another one at 34 home runs in 2016. So, I mean, he doesn't seem like – I said this probably Monday. He seems like he should be a power hitter, but he's really not. You don't look at Freddie as a power hitter, but he can knock it out the park. But again, like Smokey said, in the era where strikeouts just don't matter anymore, it's either a home run or a strikeout. He's consistent with the fact that he can put it out there, but he puts the ball in play a lot. And me and you talked about this last year sometime in a crossover or something in the bullpen, and it was more like, you know, how baseball has changed nowadays. And Freddie's kind of that old school player that does hit for average, does have power, but he plays the game the right way. And he's not flashy. There's no flair to Freddie Freeman. But, I mean, could you imagine not having him on this squad?
Well, yeah, because we've seen it in the last handful of years when he's gotten hurt. Now, last year he played every game, but you saw what it looked like a couple years ago, and the team wasn't nearly as talented a couple years ago and when Freddie was out of the lineup. But, yeah, I can't imagine it because I saw it. And it was, what was his name? Matt Adams had to be in there, and that wasn't great. We want Freeman in there as often as possible and every single day. I also think that, and this was something that jumped out to me yesterday with the Smoltz conversation. The direction that baseball is going,
right,
like you said, the strikeouts and less balls in play and all of that sort of stuff. I have to wonder if Freddie is one of John Smoltz's favorite guys.
Well, you know he's old school. You know
because he's an old school guy.
You know Smoltz is old school.
Exactly.
And he talked about the bullpen and how teams are, you know, using their bullpen more, and that's the problem with pitching and all that. I'm sure he is, and I'm sure a lot of people look at Freddie that way. We love Freddie because Freddie's ours. You know, that's why we like Freddie, but I'm sure that a lot of people around the league, because I don't think that the managers or whatever, I think they're all old school, but they're being forced because of these new age players. They're forced to change the way they, not necessarily think, but how they manage the game. And when you got a guy like Freddie, it seems like it's just easy because you go out there and do your thing, man. He seems like he's a guy that you don't got to give a pep talk to. You don't got to say, oh, come on, Freddie. I mean, even when he went through that little low last year, were you worried?
No.
I wasn't worried. I'm like, it's Freddie Freeman. He'll be all right. And he has been. Now he's hitting the ball more to the opposite direction now because of that raggedy shift that they have on. And I mean, he's just doing his thing.
Yeah, it's fun to watch guys that sort of transcend the trends that happen in baseball. And that was one of the great things, again, that Smoltz kept hitting at yesterday was everybody's going this direction. Everybody's using their starting pitchers like this. Everybody's using their bullpens like this. Everybody's focusing on not worrying about strikeouts and only hitting home runs. And at some point, this always happens. At some point, when everybody's zigging, somebody's going to zag.
Exactly.
And maybe try to find an inefficiency in what's going on in baseball right now. And right now, the inefficiency seems to be the lack of bullpen talent to try to supply the amount of bullpen arms that teams want to use. Like, you have to, if you're going to rely on bullpens the way that teams want to rely on bullpens right now, you have to have better pitchers out there.
And they don't.
And we'll
always say this, we're not worried about everybody else. I don't care. We're about our guys. And just because they won yesterday, they don't change nothing we said yesterday.
No.
Not opinion, not one iota. But, I mean, when I look at Freddie and we were laughing like, well, where do you bat Acuña? I don't care. He just won't be third.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, he's not going to bat third.
He won't bat third.
That's the only place he's not going to bat.
He's not going to be there.
First, I don't care.
As great as he is, he won't be there.
Yeah.
And you laugh at, oh, damn, everybody's getting day off. When's Freddie going to get one? Never.
He doesn't need one.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Yeah,
he was sick, and so he had to miss that game. But other than that, no. Freddie's always going to be at that first base.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.